Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. We got our good friend Jeffrey Zabar back with us. He's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and he is the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. SBA awarded him that national honor. He is the Chief Home Officer, the author of a number of books on home-based business and micropreneuring and teleworking. And he's also a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. He's our good friend. Jeffrey, welcome back.
Good morning to you. How you doing, Jim?
We're doing good. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. I was just mentioning a little bit of bad news, sad news today. Luciano Pavarotti is dead.
I know. I read that in my morning surf this morning of the newspapers.
And, are you an opera fan?
I'm not an opera fan. They don't play it much on the classic radio stations, but not classical radio stations.
Yeah.
But you know what? I respect talent. You know, just because I don't listen to it doesn't mean I don't respect it. And in reading a rather lengthy obit/bio online today, I really realized, you know, what all he had going for him at his peak and what the talent that he had. And so it was really something to see and some loss, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, my audience knows how much I love rock and roll, but I am an opera fan, and when you hear Pavarotti sing Nessun Dorma, the great opening song of the second act of Turandot, it just takes your breath away. And so, folks, look up that if you want to hear somewhere online, if you don't have this in your collection already. Somewhere online, you can go and listen to Nessun Dorma. It means everyone's sleeping, and Turandot is the name of the opera by Puccini. Anyway, Jeff, I just thought I'd take a minute and just sort of reflect on the life of a great man.
Well, you know what, and it is something that, I think the openness of folk to just take it in and appreciate talent wherever that talent may lie. You know, at the same time as I'm reading about Pavarotti's passing, I'm reading, you know, an excerpt from Dave Barry's new book, and you don't necessarily have to be a comic.
Boy, that's oil and vinegar, isn't it?
There you go. No, but the point is, you know, I've long loved Barry, but he, you know, you get it, talent is talent, and you don't have to be a fan of
of
one or the other to appreciate somebody who can just nail it, so to speak.
Well, it's excellence. It's about excellence, Jeff.
Right, right.
Whenever you see anybody seeking and accomplishing excellence, not perfection, as my audience knows, I always like to point out,
right,
that there's a difference between perfection and excellence. But excellence is as close to perfection as human beings can get.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I, in my writing, I came across a quote years ago that I've used in many different forms, and in fact, in a site that I blogged on this morning, I used it again, and it's sourced back to Aristotle, and the phrase in general, sort of to paraphrase, says that excellence is not an act, but a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what you kind of allude to and speak to here, is that, you know, it's not Pavarotti or Dave Barry or somebody, you know, who's at the peak of their career and the best among their peers, you know, top among their peers. It's not they go out and nail it once and they've done it. I mean, it is day in, day out, event in and event out, whether it's a concert, whether it's a book, whether it's a column, always striving for excellence. Because if you do it once, you know, it could be a fluke, but you
right.
do it for your lifetime, and it really puts you above all else.
That's the difference between an artist of any kind and somebody who just puts something up on YouTube and, you know, the world knows about it, but that's all they ever do.
Well, and that's, you know, I, as a journalist, we're facing that today, and we're facing that, you know, everywhere in print media. We're now, you know, in the past 2 to 3, you know, years ago, people were saying, oh, print will die. And now, more recently, it's becoming more common where you see publications changing who they are and what they do and really striving for an online face to match or even supplant, in some respects, their printed page. And we as print journalists out there are fearing, for example, the emergence of the blog and the blogosphere and people out there who are feigning journalism or trying to represent themselves as, quote, journalists because they have a blog. And just because you have a blog, just because you can string together a coherent sentence or paragraph or blog or column, doesn't make you a journalist. Just because, and 'cause the sad fact is, a lot of what these people are doing is taking someone else's news.
But why do so many people? I mean, I see, this is what I don't understand, Jeff. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand the value and the appropriateness of a small business owner having a blog associated with their website and writing about their business, because that they are experts on gardening or house painting or plumbing or whatever they do, they are experts at that, and so they do have a right to blog about that. But what I don't understand is the impact that the so-called blogosphere has had on politics. I mean, what do I care what, as you said a minute ago, some guy, some woman who decides that she's going to write about the Republicans or the Democrats or this candidate or that candidate, what do I care about what that person has to say? What are their credentials?
Who cares is ultimately why they have such an impact. I care. You care. But the mass, the vast majority of people out there don't care. As long as you, whether you are right or left, whether you like O'Reilly or whether
you're saying that nobody cares about credentials.
People don't care about credentials. There are some people, you and I don't always see eye to eye on the political spectrum.
Is this a current condition, you think?
It's timeless. It's timeless. I would imagine whether you were a redcoat during the time of the Revolutionary War or whether you were a, quote, patriot, I don't think it really mattered much what the other side was saying, depending on where your allegiances lay.
Right.
And I think that's what we face today. Whether it's someone who's on your side or the other side, you will think accordingly.
And when we come back, we're going to wrap all this up in a nice, neat little package, this thing that we're talking about, and apply it to your business. And nobody can do that better than Jeffrey Zabar. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. And I'll be at your side forever.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Safe at Home and Teleworking and Telecommuting and Home Office Know-How. Jeffrey, tell us where your books are available.
They can find all sorts of information at my website at www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
So check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And Jeffrey, one of the things, by the way, folks, my websites, which Jeffrey is all over them, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and my blog. And whenever you get a chance, check that out. And also, don't forget to check out AskJim.biz, our knowledge base, where you can find Small Business Answers Now. And Jeffrey's all over that website as well. Jeffrey, we were talking about the blogosphere and you know, nobody cares about credentials anymore. You and I could do 2 or 3 shows on that one. But you know, one of the things I think small business owners probably have the opposite feeling about blogs, where you got some people out there who think, you know, I don't care whether I have any credentials or not. I have something to say, and I'm gonna rip out a bunch of stuff here. And so I think small business owners say, I don't think I have anything to talk about. I don't think I have anything to say. Which ironically is the opposite of what the other, you know, the other people may not have anything to say.
Right.
But small business owners certainly do. They just need to focus it on what they know, the things that they know. They are experts in what they do. But in addition to blogs, there are some other things out there that I want you to talk to us about that are ways of getting our message out there online. What is the LinkedIn thing? Talk to us about LinkedIn.
People have probably heard about it, and there was a big article in USA Today earlier this week about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a business networking service or site. It is free. You go to LinkedIn, LinkedIn.com. It's essentially social networking in the business space. So if I were a member of LinkedIn, I might surf around LinkedIn and say, hey, you
are
know
you?
What?
Are you?
I am. I'm sorry. I am okay. a member of LinkedIn. Okay. So
I've been invited to be a member of LinkedIn, but I haven't done it yet.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I've seen no true benefit yet from LinkedIn, but LinkedIn is sort of like PR. It's sort of like networking. You never know when the payoff's going to come,
right.
But you can't win it if you ain't in it. Sort of the lottery of networking, business networking.
Right.
So you go to LinkedIn, you register, you surf around, you say, hey, I see Jim Blassingame's on LinkedIn. You know what? I'm going to send Jim an email, an invitation to link ourselves. It's sort of like a chain to become linked together. So what happens
right.
is I link with Jim, and then I become sort of a step away. It's sort of like 6 degrees. I become a step away from contacts on Jim's LinkedIn network. So if Jim has a guy who sells certain widgets, that you know what? I would like to buy those widgets. I might
right.
or sell that guy some
but
widgets.
This doesn't give me the license to spam somebody, does it?
No, it does not, because typically if it's your connection, I've got to go through you to make that connection. Again, it's like 6 degrees of separation. You don't go from 1 to 6 directly. You've
right.
got to ask 5 to contact 4 to contact 3, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
et cetera, until you're at 1. So if I see someone in Jim's connection, I have to go through Jim to get to that person.
Right. But would LinkedIn be a good strategy, say, for a retail company?
LinkedIn is a great strategy for anybody, I think, who has who wants to sell something to someone. Now, it's not ideal for retail, because retail,
right.
you know, relies on other marketing
but
strategies.
But especially if you are a personal services, a consultant, a speaker, or a writer,
absolutely.
Or something like that.
Absolutely. Where
it's
your
good
sale
for
is made in the one-on-one
right.
or one-to-one as opposed to the one-to-many. That's not to say you wouldn't want to go out to an organization that has many involved so you can hit as many as possible,
right.
say like chamber groups or whatever. But, you know, LinkedIn is just, and remember, LinkedIn or having a MySpace page or putting up a video on
speaking
YouTube.
Of which, MySpace, a lot of businesses, some big businesses, have MySpace pages.
It's really funny because I have, especially when you're dealing with
Gen Xers.
Do you
have a MySpace page?
I do not have a MySpace page. Both my kids do, and they always say, Daddy, you should put up a MySpace page. And my belief is, you know, I have a website. Why do I want a MySpace page? But again,
that's like old stuff, isn't it? That's like old school.
It's like old school versus new breed, you know? And you get back to the fact that there are people out there who may just surf, you know, infatigably or
whatever
the
word is. They don't
even
go to websites. They just do MySpace all
the
time.
They do MySpace. And if you ain't in MySpace, you ain't going to get them.
Yeah.
And I think that that's another key to keep in mind, that, yeah, you have your website. That's not enough. You have your e-zine, your electronic magazine that you send out to 50, 100, 500, 1,000 people. That's not enough. You have to hit people where they are. You need to put up a video, an intro video of yourself on YouTube. You need to be into LinkedIn. You may want to have a MySpace page or any of the others that are out there. You know.
And the good thing about this is, other than a little time, they basically cost you nothing.
They cost
right?
you nothing. They,
and
just
so,
your time.
Who knows where it could come from? This is low expense, low impact, low hanging fruit e-marketing, isn't it?
It is, and like you said, it only costs. It's sort of do once, set it and forget it. Sort of the Ronco
yeah.
of online marketing. It's not like a blog or an e-zine that you got to come back to and keep handling and putting out new content, which is
right.
not a burden but needs to be done.
Right.
These things, you set them once and you let them go and should come back and refresh it, but still, once
Jeffrey,
it's there,
I gotta
you're good to go.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Give us that website quickly.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff. See you next time.
Jim, always great.
Quick break. Right back with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.